Our system of government can only be effective if people take part. And Kanu Hawaii, a local nonprofit, dedicates itself to bringing more local people into the process. As its executive director, Keone Kealoha, reminded me when we talked the other day, government has its greatest impact where the rubber meets the road, at the local level.
I think people need to be engaged in their community first. I think especially our residents, our local people, have been seeing a lot of their attention going towards just making it, just working day to day, working multiple jobs. So I think they're a little overwhelmed with just the basics of trying to make it in a very economically challenging world right now here in Hawaii. So I think that takes away a lot of attention and ability to kind of think beyond the circle of their home.
Do you think they have an understanding of the effect that government can have on their lives for good or ill?
You know, I think it's one of those things like the water faucet. You don't realize how dependent you are on that function until it's taken away. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we're starting to see with some of the political landscape and some of the changes. People are starting to realize that they can't be asleep at the wheel. They need to participate in the bigger conversation because it will come back to affect them directly.
At the same time, you talk to so many people who are disaffected and you know, disillusioned. And if anything, I don't know, is that disillusionment growing? It seems to be from where I sit.
Well, if we look at the last election cycle and, we look at the millennials, for example, it's the first time last year was that the millennials actually tied the baby boomers as the largest generational voting bloc, mm-hmm. but they only turn out about half as much as the baby boomers. If they would have turned out, we would have seen some huge changes in what we got out of our last election cycle. And unfortunately, Hawaii's got right now the lowest turnout in the country. I think we're at 43% in 2016. So.
Yeah. Well, that engagement, you know, it's the next generation coming along that we look to keep government robust, right? To keep citizen engagement going. And you're saying that it's declining.
It's declining, or it just hasn't really picked you up yet. You know, I think the millennials as a group, they really do care about their community. They care about the place that they're from. They care about other people. We need to get that. We need to turn that sense and those values into participation when it comes to voting. And there's two things I think we need to do. We need to register people to vote. And there are some things on the table here at the next legislative session in Hawaii to automatically register people to vote. But the other part is getting people out. Whether or not they're registered, we ultimately need to get people to turn out.
So how do you do that?
You know, for me, it's there is education that you can do and get people to realize that they are part of the solution and that their vote does matter. In the last election, six of the swing states were won by less than 2% of the voting population. I know that New Hampshire was won by less than 2,700 votes. So just looking at those numbers, it really, really makes a difference to show up. But how do you communicate that to people to get them to show up on the day and the time that they have to participate? So I don't think it's any one solution, but it's absolutely awareness. Without awareness, we're never going to get people to show up.
Well, one thing that you hear from the Hawaii public with regard to national elections is, hey, listen, by mid-afternoon, it's over anyway. Who cares, right? Our vote nationally in Hawaii doesn't make any difference.
We're in the national conversation, perhaps, but the local races are huge. In any given election cycle in Hawaii, about 10 of the races are decided by less than 100 votes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that is a huge opportunity to get people to participate and actually see the change happen. I mean, if you look at the Honolulu City Council numbers, some of the folks that are in there won by very, very thin margins, yet at the same time, they are controlling huge amounts of money and resources that are directly affecting every taxpayer in Hawaii.
And that makes me wonder if people understand what a council member does.
You know, it's such a far removed system that it is hard for people in their day-to-day life and just trying to take care of their family to get connected to this bigger piece. I think that really making it matter, making that vote connect to your day-to-day life, that's where we really need to connect with people. We need to tell more stories, and we need to bring more awareness around how that vote, that one day of voting, can impact you over the coming years, right?
Well, just a few days ago, on that Saturday morning ballistic missile alert, people suddenly took a great deal of interest in their government, however momentary. And it was a reminder, perhaps, that it's to government that we look in a crisis.
And, you know, this is a really good point. I advocate for civic engagement in two ways. One, we need to look at the institutional structures of how we govern ourselves, and that includes state, county government, local governance. But it also includes us. It includes us participating in our community, whether that's at a neighborhood board governance level or whether that's just connecting with neighbors, doing good things to help out one another. It's all civic engagement. I think that if we can start making a difference where it matters in our backyard and start connecting with people and building our relationships and restoring a sense of aloha, that as we build those relationships, we start to see what are things that matter to us? How can we take care of each other? And then I think those things can also trickle up to the higher levels of decision making.
The whole the notion, we've heard quoted many times, that all politics is local, right? I just wonder how many people, if you were to stop the next five people you meet on the street and say, do you know who your city council member is? Do you know who your state senator is? I wonder how many people could answer that.
I think the number is going to be low, especially when we look at, you know, voter turnout numbers in the previous election. So I think it goes back to that. How do we engage people? And it's not one way. We need to look at multiple ways to engage people. And, you know, there are platforms like social media that millennials are highly engaged in. What kind of ways can we utilize platforms like that where people are, where they're spending their time in order to get people to make a real-world action take place that can affect them and their family?
And maybe in that case, Keone, it becomes a matter of the communications medium of choice, as you say, moving away from a print newspaper, for example, to a social media post. That's a very different audience, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, social media is great for people taking a look at things, kind of voyeuristically, you know, seeing what's happening. I think one of the most powerful things we could do is figure out how do we utilize social media as a platform for awareness and communication to translate that into real-world action. So, I mean, like I mentioned with civic engagement, part of it for me is engaging the community. So, you know, as an organization, one of the things that we're doing is we're working on Volunteer Week Hawaii, which is a national week that happens in April. It's one week that focuses on volunteering, and that's been going on since 1974, but hasn't been recognized in Hawaii until just this year. So that idea of, like, how can we get people out, start building those relationships, open the conversation of what matters, and see how we can trickle that up into our institutions of governance.
That's trickle up is a new one on me, but this might be the year to have that happen.
Yeah, again, it's, you know, we need some miracles, right? We need to try all different things, and we need to look at things in a different way, because whatever it is we've been doing isn't necessarily serving our bigger interests as a community. So we need to start thinking outside of the box, and I'd say start thinking inside of the circle, you know?
Keone Kealoha is the current executive director of Kanu Hawaii, a local nonprofit that promotes civic engagement. I'm Chris Vandercook, and you're listening to The Conversation.